Texas freshman Republican Senator Ted Cruz finally called it quits this morning after his 21-hour, 19-minute talk-a-thon on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Cruz spoke in favor of dismantling President Obama's health care law. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid called Cruz's marathon speech a waste of time.
The things that he talked about have been talked about before on a number of occasions, in fact, endlessly.
Senate moved ahead with a test vote on a measure that would allow for a possible vote Friday on a bill to avert a government shutdown. While the House passed version of the measure contains a provision to gut the health care law, the Senate is expected to remove that. One of the departments that stands to be severely affected by the budget impasse in Washington is Treasury. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew says as of October 17th, Treasury will be powerless to avoid a default on U.S. government debt if Congress does not act to raise the debt ceiling. NPR's John Itzty reports the warning came in a letter to all members of Congress.
In his letter, Lew estimated that by October 17th, Treasury may have only about $30 billion on hand to honor a daily obligation that could exceed $60 billion. He urged members of Congress to act immediately to raise the borrowing limit. He reminded them that a last-minute fight over the debt ceiling issue in 2011 caused significant harm to the economy and a downgrade to the credit rating of the United States. Lew said legislation recently passed by the House of Representatives, which would prioritize debt payments, honoring some obligations but not others, is simply default by another name. He said there is no way of knowing the damage that a default might cause to the economy and financial markets. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.